without any kind of awareness training about the acting out cycle whatsoever, this is typically the stage when teachers would begin to know for sure that there's a problem. And this is when the student is trying to take you on as a teacher. And oftentimes in this phase of acceleration, the students are trying to engage you in an argument. And it might come across like, this is so boring, or I can't believe I have to do this again. And they're intentionally trying to provoke you or capture your attention. Your typical response might be to say something like, you need to do this because I told you this is what needs to be done. And then you might find yourself engaged in an argument with a seven-year-old. But at this point, it is critical that you not engage in sarcasm that way. And instead, we want to reach deep and we want to show empathy towards them and find a constructive way to move that conversation forward without embarrassing them. So you might say something like, I know you're really upset right now, but I really need you to start these problems. And maybe your intervention at that point is as simple as taking a highlighter and then underlining the first three problems. And then you could say to them, when you get done with these first three, go ahead and check them with a partner, and I'll be right back to check on you after that. Even if they make a comment when you start to walk away, that is still not the ideal time to take them on. You're giving them an opportunity to save a little face there. And this is one of those situations where you're going to lose the battle to win the war type of a thing. If you attempt to engage them, then you're likely to propel them into that next stage. And instead, when you start to walk away and they make somewhat of a snide comment, just keep going. Another thing that will show up during this time is that for many students, they will engage in what's called partial compliance. So if you tell them to do an assignment, they'll do it in a very, very sloppy or rushed way and just turn it in and think, okay, that's good enough. And sometimes as a teacher, this is hard to do, but the ideal response might be to say something like this. I appreciate you turning that in. However, as I'm looking over this last one, I simply can't read it. Could you go back and redo just this one so I can make sure that I can give you full credit if this answer is correct? But if you were to go back to them and say, I need you to redo this whole thing at that very moment, you would likely push them over the edge and they may move even further up the acting out cycle into that peak behavior. So in summary, the best way a teacher can interrupt the acceleration phase is to offer a prompt and then walk away. In other words, make the request known and then give them an opportunity to get back on track. And then as soon as they do get back on track, that's the time you want to give them immediate acknowledgement or reinforcement. As simple as, I really appreciate you getting back on track. That's awesome.